Good morning, family. How are you? My name is Dr. Dwayne McKinney. I'm the lead pastor here at Encounter Life Church, and we are so glad you joined us today for our online worship experience. If you watched us last week, we're so glad that you came back to be with us. If this is your first time, this is what I want you to do. We want to connect with you. So I want you to text the word NEW to 301-804-2520. That's NEW, N-E-W. And text that word NEW to 301-804-2520 so we can send you our connect card. We can connect with you, send some information to you about what's going on here at Encounter Life. Cool? So listen, we're glad you came back today. I want to let you know that this morning at our 11 o'clock worship experience, you're going to hear the word, but there are some of you who are watching me right now online and say, look, my kids are home. My kids are out of school, and they're driving me crazy. It's Sunday morning. I'm trying to watch you, Pastor Dwayne. Kids won't be still. I got some good news for you. At 12:30, we're going to be also having our online children's church. Our online children's church, Sister Anika, is going to be doing online children's church. You'll see the Zoom link that will be on the bottom of the screen. If you see that Zoom link, click on that Zoom link at 12:30. Write it down right now. At 12:30, you can get onto that Zoom link, and then you can be a part of our online children's church, all right? And also, we will put a link to it on our Facebook group on Facebook. So we'll put a link to the Zoom on Facebook as well as on Instagram so you can know what that link is. So we're excited about what God is doing. Our world is crazy, y'all. Things are going crazy. They're going haywire right now. And it looks like around us the world is falling to pieces. But I know we serve a God. We talked about last week how the importance of staying strong, that we can stay strong. And the reason why we can stay strong, because we know that God's presence is with us. He's promised us his presence. We said that we can stay strong because not only has he promised us his presence, but he's promised us his provision. And then finally, we can be strong because he's promised us his peace. So today, we're going to kind of jump right back off of his peace, what we talked about, his promising us his peace, on how you can have peace. We're going to give you some steps and some keys to how you can have peace when your world is falling to pieces. How you can have peace when your world is falling to pieces. Can I pray with us really quick? Dear God, Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful for the opportunity to stand here, God, and share your word. I'm thankful for people who are watching all over the country, maybe even all over the world, God, who are watching right now, people who are locked in at their homes. I thank you that, Lord God, that we can't go anywhere outside of your presence. Even when we're locked in our homes, that you're there. And then, Lord God, when you're there, you bring joy, you bring peace, you bring hope, you bring provision, you bring healing, God. And we ask that you will heal the land, that you will bring healing, that you will stop the spread of this virus. And Lord, I pray that as the body of Christ, that Lord, we'll be a light during this time and this season to share the good news that there is hope even in the midst of this turmoil, and that hope lies in Jesus Christ. I pray for someone right now who's at home, Lord God, and their peace is disturbed because they're out of work. Their peace is disturbed because their children are going crazy. Lord, their peace is disturbed. It may not even have anything to do with the virus. Lord, there might be some other illness, some other financial thing going on in their lives right now, God. I pray that you'll help them to see that they can have peace when their world seems to be falling to pieces, that, Lord, you're still on the throne and that you can give us peace in the midst of the turmoil. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have a Bible at home, if you got your iPad or your cell phone, we're going to be looking at the book of Philippians, chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. In fact, we'll probably even touch on that at the end of chapter 3, like around verse 20 of chapter 3. We'll probably touch on a couple of those verses and some points in those verses. But again, we're going to be talking about how you can have peace when your world is falling to pieces. You know, in the life that we're living in right now, in the days we're living right now, there is no peace. I don't know about you guys, but I told somebody the other day, I'm just going to sit around and watch Tyler Perry movies and ESPN, because the more I watch the news, the more depressing it can be. Every day, there's less people who are supposed to go outside. Every day, there's more people who are dying from this disease. Every day, more people are being tested positive for. Even in my house this week, my son had a fever. He'd been feeling sick all week, and then he had a fever. And I'm nervous. I'm like, oh, my gosh, he has this fever. And his fever went over 100, 101. I took him to the urgent care. And when I got there, there's a sign outside of the urgent care that says, if you got a fever, call. Cough, chest pain, don't come inside. Call the number. Somebody will come out to your car. Listen, right now we're in a time when everybody's peace is being disturbed. But when your peace is being disturbed, but guess what? I know one thing is that God, that's not his desire. That is not his plan for us not to be at peace, because he's the Prince of Peace, and he says that he will give us peace that passes all understanding. He says that we're going to see it in our passage today. That's not his will for us to be out of sorts. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes life brings things that will disturb your peace. You know, life brings things that will disturb your peace. And I came up with this acronym. What are some things that can disturb your peace? And you know what? The acronym is LIFE. Life can disturb your peace. L stands for lack. Lack of finances. Lack of health. You know, lack of anything can disturb your peace. Right now, there are people who are in lack because of this. They lack finances. Some people lack health, and their peace is being disturbed. Another thing that can disturb your peace is infirmity. You know, when sickness comes into your body, that can disturb your peace. When your health is not like it should be, that can disturb your peace. And so that's another thing. The F stands for this, family and friends. How many know that family and friends can disturb your peace? Then we have some family members that we love, but I love y'all from a distance. And I love you from a distance, but right now with the coronavirus, I can't even get distance. Why? Because we all have to be sheltered in place. So we all have to practice social distancing. So some of us are in our home and you can't even get the distance that you would normally have. So lack will disturb your peace. Infirmity can disturb your peace. Family and friends can disturb your peace. Sometimes there are people in our life that should be encouraging us, but then rather than that, they kind of disrupt our peace. Those are all things that can disturb our peace. Another thing that can disturb our peace is expectations that are not met. You know, when you expect a certain things, you could have expected a promotion. You could have expected certain things in life. And when we fall short of the life causes us to fall short of those expectations, that can disturb our peace. Some things that you planned on having. There's some of you right now had an expectation to be on a vacation, to be on a trip. And they say, nobody's traveling. And so your peace has been disturbed. Life can disturb your peace. But this morning, what I want to do is I want to give you some keys and some tips on how you can have peace when your world is falling to pieces. Right now, I'm here to tell you, though the world looks like it's falling to pieces, my God knows. Listen, it might be. He said in this world, Jesus told us, in this world, you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. You can have peace when your world is falling to pieces. And we're going to look in the book of Philippians. If you have your Bible, look in Philippians. And we're going to go to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. I want you to look at verse 4. And it's just a few verses, like five or six verses we're going to look at. Looking at Philippians 4, I'm going to read down to verse 9 or 10. And I'm reading from the New International Version, and it says this, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all, the Lord is near. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Verse 8 says this, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." How to have peace when your world is coming to pieces. Listen, let me tell you something. Worry can mess you up. Worry can affect your health. When you allow the circumstances of life to come in and disrupt your peace, do you know it can make your health go bad? There are people who have heart attacks. There are people who have heart conditions that are directly related to stress and worry. There are certain conditions your heart will act just like a heart attack if you allow worry to get in there. Worry can mess up relationships. Worry can mess up your health. But God says, I want to give you peace even when your world looks like it's falling to pieces. And there's four things that I want us to look at in this passage where you can have peace, that you can be assured that no matter what goes on with this virus, no matter what goes on in your home and your family and your finances, you can be at peace in the midst of the storm. And one of the things that you need to do, number one, you got to be in the right position. the right position while you're there in your living room with your family. I want you to look at the person next to you, or just look at yourself in your phone and say, position. You got to be in the right position. What do I mean? If you go back and look at the passage that I just read, I want you to go back to verse 20 of chapter 3. Chapter 3 of Philippians, verse 20 says, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. What do I mean about position? You can have peace when your world is coming to pieces if you're in the right position. What do I mean? The peace of God is directly tied in with being in peace with God. See, you cannot have the peace of God. You cannot have the peace that God provides if you're not at peace with God. You say, Pastor Dwayne, what do you mean being peace with God? What do I mean is this. All of us are born in a position where we're not at peace with God. In fact, the Bible tells us that all of us are sinners. Sin just means to fall short of a standard, of God's standard. Sin means to miss the mark. It's an archery term, meaning, listen, whenever somebody shot the bow and shot the arrow, if it didn't hit the bullseye, somebody would cry out sin, meaning it fell short of the mark. And I'm here to tell you that God has a bullseye. He's got a mark. And if you want to be in fellowship with God, if you want to have peace with God, if you want to know that you and God are on good terms, you got to hit the mark. And that mark is perfection. See, God's mark is perfection. And I'm here to tell you, all of us have fallen short. All of us have fallen short of perfection. God is the only perfect one. You and I aren't perfect. So you cannot have peace with God unless you're perfect. So you say, look, hold on, that's a problem because I know I'm not perfect. God is perfect and I'm not perfect. And I told you, if you want to have peace, even in the situations of life, you got to be in the right position, which means you got to be in line with God. You got to have peace with God. And His Word says that you and I are born in sin. I mean, we're born outside of peace with God. And we're shaped in iniquity. How do I get peace with God? How do I get aligned with God so that I can have peace, the peace of, with God, so that He can give me the peace of God? And you know what? You got to align with that. That means you got to be perfect. And you can't be perfect. So God says, I love you. And I designed you and I created you to be in a relationship with me. I want you to be close to me so bad that I'm going to make a way that even though you're not perfect, I'm going to make a way that I give you my perfection. And the Bible has established that the only way our sin can be atoned or paid for is the Bible says without blood being shed, there can be no forgiveness of sins. And it has to be a perfect sacrifice that is made for us in order to atone and pay for our sin. And there is no perfect man. It has to be a perfect one like us to pay the sacrifice for us. And the only one perfect is God. So what God did, God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ. What the Bible says, and the Word became flesh. The book of John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And then it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. God became flesh. Emmanuel, we call Him. God with us. Jesus Christ. He came, lived on this earth, and He did everything that we do. He lived life just like we do, but one thing that He didn't do, He never sinned. He didn't sin not one time, and He did that so that He could qualify to be your sacrifice, and He allowed us human beings to punish Him, to put Him on the cross, and He did it with you in mind so that you can get in right position so He can give you His peace. So what God did, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. He died on the cross. He shed His blood just for you. It should have been me on the cross. It should have been you on the cross. But God said, no, I love them so much that I'm going to take the hit for them. How many of you know, listen, the Bible tells us it's rare that for a good man somebody will die. You know, I die for my kids, but there ain't too many human beings I'm going to lay my life down for. But the Bible says that God made Him who knew no sin to be made sin for us. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So if you want to have peace, number one, you got to be in right position. What do I mean? You got to give your life to Jesus Christ. You got to admit to God that you're a sinner, that you've fallen short of His standard. And you got to tell Him, I believe You sent Your Son to pay the cost, the price for me. I believe He was buried, He rose again, and today I make the choice to invite Him as Savior and Lord of my life. position. If you want to have peace when your world is falling to pieces, number one, you got to be in the right position. The next thing you got to do, if you look at our passage right here in chapter 4 of Philippians, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. How many know that the Lord is near right now? You can see what's happening. Then he says, verse 6, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. You got to be in right position, but the next thing you got to do is pray. If you want to have peace when your world is falling to pieces, listen, you got to wear your knees out. You got to spend some time talking with God. He says, don't be anxious about anything, but what? Pray about everything. Listen, with everything, with prayer, petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. While you're at home right now and you can't get around and do a whole lot, it's a good time to spend some time praying and talking with God. See, listen, this is the key. I put this second because until you're in right position with God, it makes no sense to you to pray to God because he's listening to his children. And so once you get in right position, now you've got access. And he says, now you got access. You can boldly come to his throne and tell him what you need. So today I'm telling you, if you want to have peace, what you got to get in right position, then you go before God and pray. And you say, Pastor, how do I pray? I'm not used to praying. I'm going to give you some things that you can do. Prayer, listen, usually when we pray, we go to God, give me this, do that, heal this, do the other thing. But what you got to do when you go to God first, number one, you got to worship him. You got to give him adoration. You got to give him adoration. That's one thing you got to do. He said, you got to praise him. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. Begin to lift him up. Before I try to get in the habit, before I ask you for anything, I just give him glory. Then confess to God. Confess to God and admit to God and say, God, I'm going to give you adoration, but I also want to admit that I've fallen short. I tell my kids, you know what? You're going to get an attitude and ask me for something? You got an attitude? Now you want to ask me, Daddy, can you take me to GameStop? Huh? And God looks at us like, look, I disobey him. I do whatever I want to do. And then I say, God, can you do this? If you want to pray, what you got to do, you got to adore him. Then you got to admit to God where you've fallen short. And then you come asking. Say, God, you know, I need this. I need that. Tell him what your needs are. And then finally, what you do is appreciation. Then you thank him for what he's already done. You thank him. You give him glory. You praise him. You thank him. Appreciation for all he's already done. You want to have peace when your world is falling to pieces. What did it say? Number one, you got to be in right position. Number two, you got to spend some time in prayer. We talked about praying right here. It said that everything, men should always pray. God's word says pray without ceasing. As you're at home, pray, pray, pray. God says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. God wants us, the church, to begin to seek his face to bring healing to the land. Not just physical healing, but spiritual healing. So what you got to do, get in position. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you need to do that today. Get in position. Next thing you need to do is pray. The third thing that I want you to do is say, ponder. Let's say ponder. Look at somebody, say ponder right there, right in your living room. Ponder. Look at it. It's right here in the text. He says, ponder. What are we to ponder? Go down to verse 8. He says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. God wants you. The word ponder means to think about seriously, to consider something deeply and thoroughly, in other words, to meditate. God is calling us this morning to ponder, to pray, and then he says, after you get up off your knees, then I wanted you to think about what? What does he want me to ponder? He wants me to ponder whatever is true. Sometimes we ponder on what's on the news. We ponder on what's on CNN. And you know everything that you see on TV ain't true. So what God is telling you, he wants you to ponder what's true. And one thing that I know is true is his word is true. So you got to ponder what is true. You got to ponder what is honest and noble and right. You got to spend your time meditating, not necessarily what's on Instagram, not necessarily. There's sometimes some of us right now in all this free time, you're spending a whole lot more time on Instagram, on your social media pages. And I know, for God's sake, I know that everything on there is not honest. So God said, whatever is true, whatever is honest and noble, what is honest and noble? His word. He says, whatever is honest, whatever is right, and then whatever is pure, and whatever is excellent and praiseworthy. You know, if you look at Psalm chapter 19, that just sounds like his word. What does God want you to ponder? Spend some time while you're at home, while your world looks like it's falling to pieces. God says, meditate on my word. He'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. How to have peace when your world is falling to pieces. Number one, get in the right position. Number two, pray. Number three, ponder. What do I mean? Meditate on his word. Meditate on his word. Read it. Ruminate on it. What do I mean? Chew on it. And then chew on it again until it becomes a part of you. You know, I was telling my son the other day, said, Dad, I mean, you always tell me to read the Bible. You know, I don't want you to have to keep telling me to do that. And I said, son, the reason why I stay on you to do that is because I know how easy it is not to do it. And if you get in the habit of not doing it, next thing you know, certain things, you're getting used to doing certain things that you wouldn't have done before. And God's word, what it does, it renews your mind. That's why he says, be transformed, be changed by the renewing of your mind. That's pondering on God's word. The last thing that I want you to do. See, it's not enough just to ponder the word. It's not enough just to pray and ponder the word. The last thing that you got to do is in verse 9. It says, whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, do what? Put it into practice. The last thing you got to do is practice. What I mean, once you ponder and meditate on the word, now you got to walk it out. Now you got to walk it out. Don't just put it in and think about it. Now you got to begin to live it out. Faith without works is dead. We can say we believe and trust God, but now he wants to see because he wants to put your faith into practice. One of the things that will cause you to be in turmoil more than anything else, when you know truth and you ain't applying it. When you know something you're supposed to be doing and you're not doing it, you know what? That will disrupt your peace because you know I'm wrong. I'm out of position. There's somebody listening to me today and you're not just not at peace because of the virus. You're not at peace in your life because you know truth. You know God has called you to something and you know you're not practicing it. And today he's telling you, you know what? You want to be at peace? Put into practice the word that I've already shown you. Put it into practice. While you have this time at home, spend some time on your knees with God. Spend some time on your knees and just worship. Acknowledging who he is. See, when the more you tell God how great he is and you remind yourself, now you don't have to remind him, you got to remind yourself of how great he is, then guess what? Your problems begin to look a whole lot smaller. And as you do that, then not only that, then you begin to ponder and meditate on his word and what the truth of his word is. Do you know what that does? Then he begin to give you more peace. And then you can put it into practice. And then it says what? At the end of the verse 9, it says, and the God of peace will be with you. Listen, that's my word for us this morning, is how you can have peace when your world is falling to pieces. Number one, God, he wants you to have peace. I want you to be at peace. But there's somebody under the sound of my voice, there's somebody who's watching us online today, you're not at peace, one, the number one, because you're out of position. God wants you to be in right position. He wants a personal relationship with you. There's somebody here today because you may have a personal relationship with God, but you're not talking to God. You know, when you're not spending that time in prayer. You know, prayer expresses your dependence on God. You may not be at peace right now because you haven't been meditating on his word. Right now you're meditating more on CNN, Facebook, Instagram, and your social media pages than you are his word. God is calling you to ponder on his word. And there's somebody today who's not at peace because there is some word that you know that you're not practicing. If you want to have peace right now, while the world seems like it's falling to pieces, get in position. Come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Listen, get on your knees and pray. Ponder his word, then put it into practice. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Cool? Let's pray, guys. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we're thankful Thankful that you offer us a peace that passes understanding. And today, God, as we're sitting in our homes all across the country, all across the world maybe even, Lord God, who our peace is being disturbed, we thank you that you offer a peace, God. Lord God, that the world cannot take away. And I pray that, Lord God, that you will allow us not to allow the circumstances of life, whether it be lack, whether it be infirmity, whether it be family and friends, whether it be expectations that are unmet, that, Lord God, we will not allow the circumstances of life to disturb our peace, but we'll stand on the truth of your word. We thank you in Jesus' name. If you're watching me today and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we want to give you an opportunity to do that. Like I told you, we're all born out of position, and God wants you to get in right position today. And the way you can get in right position with God so that you can be at peace with God so he can give you the peace of God, what you can do, all you got to do is admit to God, I'm not perfect. I've fallen short of your standard. Believe that he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross. Believe that he was buried and he rose again. Then make the choice to invite him into your life, to be Savior and Lord, and be the Lord of your life and make you who he wants you to be. If you want to do that, I want you to just sit where you are. Your eyes can stay open. If you want to bow your heads, you can do that. I just want you to say, Dear God, I admit that I've fallen short of your standard. I'm a sinner. I believe you sent your son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for me. I believe he was buried and rose again. Today, I make the choice to invite him into my life. Forgive me of my sins and make me who he wants me to be. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. If you made that decision, you started a relationship with God today through his son, Jesus Christ. If you started that relationship with Jesus Christ today, listen, we want to know about it. I want you to do this. I want you to text the word NEXT, N-E-X-T, because we want to give you some next steps on what you can do with your walk with God. I want you to text the word NEXT to 301-804-2520. 301-804-2520. Text the word NEXT. We're going to get some information out to you to help you grow in your new relationship with Christ so you know what steps that you need to take. Cool? Finally, listen, if you're watching online today, I know we're not passing the plate. There's no ushers coming down the aisle, but you can still give right where you are. Listen, you can go right to our website, encounterchurch.net, or you can go to encounterlife.church. Encounterchurch.net or encounterlife.church, you can go right to the give page. You can give online right there. Or if you're at home, you're watching on your phone, and you want to do a via text, I want you to text the word give to 301-804-2520. Text the word give to 301-804-2520, and you can give right there online. Listen, we can do everything right there online. I encourage you to do that. Next time, listen, we pray that this ends. We pray that we can be back in fellowship with one another, but if we have to be back here again next week, we look forward to you joining us, and we're excited about what God is doing. Be encouraged. You can have peace when your world is falling to pieces. Amen. God bless.